The Biden administration is backing a cutting-edge project in Utah to reduce climate pollution. As NPR's Michael Copley reports, funding for these kinds of endeavors could dry up if Donald Trump is reelected.
South of Salt Lake City, the open desert hums with heavy equipment. Bill Myers walks past workers pushing gravel and pulling cables around a pair of squat green buildings.
We're at the end of construction, so we're making sure everything's tight, mechanically done, mechanically complete.
Myers leads work on a hydrogen plant owned by Chevron and Mitsubishi Power Americas. It's the kind of groundbreaking project the world needs to slash heat-trapping emissions, says Sophie Hayes, who works for the environmental group Western Resource Advocates. It's not a silver bullet, Hayes says, but
climate change is a huge challenge, and we need all of the tools we can get.
But powerful conservatives want to get rid of the agency that helps pay for these kinds of projects. Trump tried during his first term to strip funding from the Loan Programs Office at the Energy Department. It's backing the Utah hydrogen plant with a loan guarantee for $500 million. It's also helping reopen a nuclear plant in Michigan and plans to fund a solar manufacturer in Georgia. Now, the office is being targeted by Project 2025, a blueprint for the next Republican administration. Trump has distanced himself from it, but former Trump officials wrote the plan. Project 2025 says taxpayers shouldn't subsidize risky businesses.
All these places are is profit centers for globalists.
Bill Wright's an elected official in Utah's Millard County, where the hydrogen plant's being built. He says the development's welcome, but it shouldn't get government support.
Can you imagine if that money that we spent was given to millions of people instead of one organization?
The Trump campaign didn't respond to messages. The Harris campaign declined to comment. The debate around the Loan Programs Office underscores the stakes for climate action this election. Under President Biden, Democrats turbocharged the office's lending ability. Tanya Das of the Bipartisan Policy Center says that without government investment, the U.S. would struggle to make deep cuts in climate pollution or compete with China and other nations to dominate emerging technologies.
It is very helpful for us as a society for government to be investing in technologies that better our lives because it really won't happen otherwise. And that means that some things are not going to work out.
And she says that's okay.
That's part of how innovation works.
The Loan Programs Office has losses of 3%. At the Utah project, pickup trucks stream along a highway that fades into sagebrush. Chevron and Mitsubishi Power are here trying to solve a problem that's hundreds of miles away as California tries to get off fossil fuels. California has more solar panels than any other state, and sometimes they produce more power than California needs, especially in spring when electricity demand is low. That's where the Utah project comes in. It'll get some of that extra power to run machines called electrolyzers to make hydrogen, a fuel that doesn't create greenhouse gas pollution when it's burned. Myers walks into a warehouse filled with the machines. They're about 8 feet across and made of metal plates.
Each separated by a membrane, and then they're just held together by these bolts.
From there, the hydrogen will be stored in salt caverns beneath the desert, then piped to a nearby power plant, which will eventually send California clean electricity during hot summer months. Here's Michael Ducker, who runs Mitsubishi's hydrogen business.
The best way to think about this site is it's a giant grid-scale battery system.
Unlike typical batteries, Ducker says this one will stockpile clean energy for months. But funding innovation's hard, even for big companies. Banks need to get paid back, and they don't like taking a chance on something new. Ducker says the government's support was critical.
And I think what it's really doing, too, is laying a blueprint then for other projects behind it.
The U.S. is weeks from an election that could shake up national climate policy. And companies are lined up at the Energy Department, hoping to pitch their plans to transform the country's energy industry. Michael Copley, NPR News.